so that was where, for me, it began, was knowing, loving him as an actor, but also knowing that he had a delightful personality and that we hit it off. So when I went to him, made the offer to him to do it, it was kind of, it was just, I already had had the meeting on X-Men 1. So
yeah.
I already had, so, and then he accepted it, you know, based on the material and, you know, the thing and me and I guess, and, you know, he just, it just, that's how that came to be. But that, but because for me, it's a twofold thing. It's either the person, if they're really an interesting actor, but they're also, you know, a dick, it's hard, you know, it's harder to imagine, because making movies, like particularly this movie, I knew was going to be very, very, very challenging. And I, you know, and I needed to know that all the cast members would be, you know, on board for the full brunt of it and have a very positive attitude. And I knew he was that kind of guy, and he was, right? Really great to work, and told the most amazing stories about William Wyler and about Fellini, and would act them out, and he's just and we just sit there sometimes on set for, you know, and my AD would be kind of looking, you know, hovering around me, and we're listening and we're talking about, and he was in the bombing of London. Do you realize, when he was a boy, in fact, there's a scene you'll see in Valkyrie where the Stauffenberg family goes into their basement because Berlin is being bombed, and that sequence was informed by a conversation that I, at least the way that sequence plays out, is was informed by a conversation that I had with him about his experiences in the bombing of London. His neighborhood was hit, was one of the first neighborhoods in London that was bombed, which is incredible. Again, here's a person acting in this movie playing General Beck, who lived through the Second World War, and but from the other side. And here he is playing a sympathetic German, so
yeah,
it's kind of